Broadcasting from Nashville, it's time for Fuel for the Day on Hope Nation Radio.
Hey, everybody. What is up? Welcome to Fuel for the Day. I'm your host, Gerald Fuel, and I want to say how much I appreciate you listening in today. Let me ask you this question. We're going to start the show with this question because I think it covers everybody listening. How have the last few days went? I mean, the past week, how would you judge it? I mean, is it like, yeah, it's the best week ever. I can't remember when I've had such a good time in my life. Or do you look at, basically, you get up every morning as if you're being forced to volunteer at a kissing booth for rattlesnakes, which is not cool at all. Well, I don't know. That might be cool, depending on how warped you might be, but to each their own. I watched the YouTube video if you do that, but I can't say I'll help you volunteer. I'm just saying. But all jokes aside, what do you do when you really can't look at life with any kind of optimism, when you don't have joy, when you don't have hope? What do you do? Because everybody can just talk to you and try to pump you up and try to get you energized. But we each have to kind of make this decision on our own, do we not? And it's easier said than done to lose faith in just everyday life, to be looking at what's going on around us as if, God, where are you? I read your holy word. That is the Bible. I'm checking off the boxes. Man, I want to believe what it says when you say, I'm here, or I will never leave you, or whatever you ask in my name, I'll give you. And it's so easy to take all these verses that we read out of the Bible out of context instead of really understanding what they're trying to tell us. And when we lose faith and we lose hope in what the Bible is teaching us, we begin to look at God in a way that's not as positive. And that's when we really fall into a trap of just really going into misery. And I don't know about you, I don't want to be miserable in my life. But a lot of times, boy, how do I get out of this just rut of not being happy? Well, let me read a couple of verses for you. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, it says, a cheerful heart is good medicine. Now, think about that for a second. A cheerful heart is good medicine. Think about the things that make you the most happy in life. And for each one of you, that is going to be your own individual answer, okay? There are certain things that when you think about it, it makes you smile. It might even make you laugh. But we all have that one thing that no matter how bad life gets, it gives us hope. And so I hope that verse speaks a lot of truth to you. That your cheerful heart is like, boy, it's like a dose of good medicine. It's like just a cure-all, it almost seems like. Let me read this other one. In Psalms chapter 31, verse 24, it says, so be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord. So do you have hope in the Lord? Do you look, you know, just up into the sky? You ever done that? I have. Have things gotten to a point where you're looking up at the sky and you just want to drop to your knees and with tears in your eyes go, Lord, what have I done to deserve this? And I hope that's not the way you look at things, because whatever you're going through, it's not a matter of you deserve the bad things. But remember, God is not worried about our physical state. He's worried about our spiritual state. So whatever you're going through, it's not... let me put it like this. Don't ever think God is purposely punishing you, because he's not. I want you to have hope and trust that the Lord is going to get you through whatever you're going through. Okay? And let me tell you what, when you will allow yourself to be happy, the better days are coming. One way or the other, they're going to get better. And when we can have some sort of hope, that we can have that good medicine in our heart, hey, things get better. So again, appreciate you tuning in today. I hope that whatever you hear on this show over this next hour, boy, I hope it just pumps you up. I hope it makes you laugh a little bit. But above all, I hope it makes better whatever is getting you down. Thank you for tuning in today. Let's continue on with Fuel for the Day. I'm Gerald Fuel. Let's have some fun, y'all. The Bible says that men should be considerate to women, so therefore it is so inappropriate to ask a woman about her age. That is why you ask her what her weight is instead.
Fuel for the Day.
Hey everybody, Buck Otis here, and I just want to talk to y'all for a second about how you and I, we need to have some sense about what we say, about what comes out of our mouth. I mean, we can act sometimes as if we're not only two bricks shy of a load, but we can act as if the tailgate done dropped and all the bricks done fell out. Because it says here in James chapter 1, verse 5, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. And speaking of having wisdom and watching what you say and sounding smart, I remember the time I went to go get a pedicure. You know, I wasn't wanting to do that. I felt like that violated my man card to have such done. And, you know, my wife kept telling me if we got on vacation and I was going to run around, you know, without shoes, then I need to have my feet looking a lot better. And so I wasn't going to argue with her. And, you know, I gave in and went like a good husband. And while I was sitting there, well, I was kind of bored and thought I'd say something kind of off the cuff, and I told the lady, boy, I hope you do a better job than the last time I was here, because last time I was here, I walked out, and goodness, it looked like somebody performed pedicure using a chainsaw. Well, that poor little Asian lady, she just kind of looked at me and looked at the person next to her and said something in a foreign language. I didn't understand what she was saying, but I don't think she thought it was very funny what I said. But I've said all that to say this. You and I need wisdom from God. We need to know how we're supposed to live our lives in better spiritual sense and how we're listening to God. And we need to allow Him to talk to our hearts and guide our minds. Because if we don't act with any wisdom, boy, we're going to get ourselves a whole lot of trouble. And that's something we don't need to do. But hey, thank y'all for spending some time in the good book with me, and I'll talk to y'all later.
If we're supposed to be thankful for the little things in life, does that mean we should be thankful to God for nose hair?
Fuel for the Day.
Hey guys, it's Mackenzie. We love social media here at the station. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Hope Nation Radio, and we'll follow you back.
And the beat goes on.
Brickshore Media is a full-service public relations and social media firm located in Nashville, Tennessee. With a fresh, savvy approach to modern-day media, Brickshore Media specializes in public relations, digital publicity, social media marketing, and event coordinations for brands and artists that are looking to create an awareness across multiple platforms within the industry. Owned and operated by Nicole Zeller, Brickshore Media has developed personal relationships with key contacts in print, television, syndicated radio, and the online world for over 10 years. Brickshore Media specializes in cost-effective, personalized campaigns that exceed the expectations of their clients. They rely on determination, hard work, and creative, innovative ideas. Let them build a solid foundation for your career. For more details about Brickshore Media, go to brickshoremedia.com.
To the music.
You know, some of you may shave your head on purpose. You may have just, for whatever reason, it was time to not have a haircut, not to have a hairdo, whatever the case may be. You took the razor to your head and you love being bald. But there are a lot of people out there, when you bring that four-letter word up that ends in a D, starts with a B, has an L in the middle, oh, wow, that could not have made anything better. In fact, it has made things worse. You know, our appearance, we put so much into that. And for those of you who have went through chemo treatments and you are experiencing baldness, not by your choice, but your hair just, it took a vacation. It ran off. There's no other way to put it. It's just like, wow, I did not ask for this. I've lost my hair. What do I do? Because let's face it, we want to look our best when we're in public.
I mean, we can put on hats, we can do whatever fashion icons tell us to do, but we do value our appearance. And okay, yeah, God tells us He doesn't care what we look like. Our loved ones tell us that they don't care what we look like, but down deep inside, it matters to us. So if you're one of those who are listening, that you're bald not by choice, but your health and your circumstances, your treatments, you're in that state of being bald, okay? What would make you feel better? What could I say? And I thought about that, and I wanted to talk a little bit more about, okay, there has got to be something that I can tell all of you out there that may kind of take a little bit of the edge off. The depression, just being down, just the, oh, I can't stand this. Where's my hair? It took a vacation and it left. Well, here's some, I hope this makes a difference. I hope this makes you feel better. But here are some interesting facts about if you're dealing with baldness and it wasn't your choice. But there was a poll that was taken about people who didn't have hair, why they don't have hair. And check these out. And this is pretty cool. If you are bald, one of the benefits includes it draws attention to your best features. You know, when you look at someone, you notice their hair right up front, and you don't notice a whole lot else about someone. Well, when the hair is not there distracting anyone, they're going to notice your best features. Now, that may not really make you feel any better under your circumstances, but I want you to think about that for a second. Stick with me on this. If people are looking at your best features, what are they looking at then? If hair is not an issue and it's not part of your appearance at this moment, and it's going to come back, there's going to come a point where your hair is going to get off of vacation, decide to be right where it needs to be, right on top of your head. But until then, what kind of features do you want people to see then? If hair is out of the question and it's gone, okay, what do you want people to see? Because your best features are what's going to show. So think about that for a second. What can you show people that they will notice to where they could care less if you've got hair or not? That doesn't even strike, you know, any thoughts to them. And here's another a cool fact. If you are bald, you don't have hair, it makes you look more athletic. Now stop and think about that. You may not care anything about being athletic or going to a gym or just, you know, I don't want to get into shape. It's not fun. I don't want to do it. Well, think about this. That's all besides the point is if your hair's not in the way, people are going to notice something else, and that is one of the things they're going to notice is that you look more athletic. And I've not really thought about that, but I think about all the people that I know in my personal life that don't have hair. It's like, you know what? That's true. That is absolutely true. You notice them in a more athletic type of stance. Does that make you feel better? I mean, there's two, let's look at those, okay? Two really cool features. It draws attention to your best features and it makes you look more athletic. And here's something else to think about. In Europe, it is considered very fashionable to shave your head. So now that you know this, how do you feel about your condition? Now that may have not made you feel any better at all, but some of you may be thinking, you know what, I haven't thought about that. So remember, if hair is missing from your head, think about this. People are going to be drawn to your best features. You look now more athletic to them. And just think, you may not live in Europe, but it is considered very fashionable to be looking the way you do. So the next time you feel someone is looking at you, they may not be looking at you in such a negative way. They may be admiring you in a way you've never thought of before. You know, the Bible says getting old is a blessing, but I still feel for our elderly. I mean, they deal with ear hair down to their shoulders and nose hair down to their chins.
Fuel for the day.
Want to stay connected? Reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter at Hope Nation Radio.
You know, today's show
is based off of those of you listening out there who you're dealing with cancer and you're dealing with the treatments, and I don't know where you are in that stage, but you know, earlier we talked about the baldness, because that is a factor. You know, some people don't really deal with that, but a lot of people do. They lose their hair, and I wanted to get into, hey, that's not as bad of a deal or a bad reflection on you as you might think about. And, you know, again, when we go through our health treatments, it makes us paranoid about all of a sudden we're not the same individual, that people are looking at us in a more negative way than ever before. And unfortunately, that's not true. And something else I wanted to share with you was about having hope and living with cancer and just going through the ups and downs, trying to win this fight and be victorious in this battle. Well, I want to read you some info that, boy, I hope it'll pump you up a little bit. Because here are some truths concerning what you may be going through. This is something that has happened over the last few years, and it's really cool. And one of those is, as newer therapies and breakthrough drugs continue to be developed, cancer survival rates continue to rise. And what that means is, at this point and this day in your life, it is more likely that you're going to be successful in beating cancer. Now, of course, science and technology is not perfect, and you know, some days are harder to deal with than others. You may be going through treatments and going to the doctor, and boy, these visits just, you could not feel any worse, no matter how happy you try to be. But the truth is, your chance of success and being victorious and just coming out with that, yeah, I'm a warrior and I got this and I did this. Hey, it is a great time to live in this era of modern medicine, because you are more likely now than ever before to come out on top of this in a great and positive way. And I want to read you a verse as well. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Now think about that for a second. It says God has not given us a spirit of fear. So if we're being fearful, where's that coming from? You know, Satan loves to make us fearful of all kinds of stuff. But God didn't give us that. God gave us a spirit of courage, not of fear. And also, what else did he give us? Of power. Do you feel powerful? Do you feel empowered? Do you feel like, ha, 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 bring this on, I gotcha. Come on with it, I gotcha. And next in line, it says, and of love. Do you feel more loving? Do you feel more compassionate? Do you feel more loved? You know, that four-letter word is a good word, and we want to feel it in our hearts and through our actions. The next thing in line, it says, and of a sound mind. That is, we've got it all together in the way we're thinking and the way we're dealing with stuff. So let me read that to you again. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us one of power and of love and of a sound mind. So, hey, guess what? That means no matter what you're going through right now, according to that verse, you're not crazy. In fact, you're full of love, you're full of courage, you're full of power. Now, hearing that verse, does that make you feel better? And I hope you read that verse on your own. But the truth of the matter is, hey, in this day, in this age, at this time, you have a better chance than ever before of coming out on top. And remember, when you're full of God's power, you're full of his strength, and you've got that motivation that he's given you, hey, it's all going to be good. Just look at the world and say, hey, I got this. And victory is just around the corner. My name is spelled Fuel, like in your vehicle, except with two L's. You know, L as in leg, L as in the other leg.
Fuel for the day.
Boy, where did the hour go? It is true what they say, time flies when you're having fun. Hey, thank you so much for listening in today. I tell you, you could have done anything else. In fact, that kissing booth for rattlesnakes that I talked about earlier, maybe this show gave you something to do where you didn't have to do that, you know? And if you actually do that, tell me how you pulled that off. I just don't see that happening. But hey, to each their own. We have our own individual hobbies, don't we? But I really do appreciate you listening today. And drop me a line. If for no other reason, just to say, hey. I mean, if that's all you want to write, you know, H-E-Y with an exclamation point, hey, that's cool. But my email address is brotherjcomedy. That is the word brother, the letter J, the word comedy, all one word, brotherjcomedy@gmail.com. Hey, you don't have to have a reason. If you just want to drop a line just because, if you want to just talk about what's going on in your life, if you just want a simple, to share a prayer request, hey, I'm here for you. That's why I'm doing this show. It is such a blessing to do something like this, and I hope I have made things a little bit better just by sharing this hour with you. I invite you every single time when you get a chance to listen in, because I really want to be a blessing to you, and I tell you this much, for you listening, you're a blessing to me. Until next time, I'm Gerald Fuel. Thank you for spending your day with me.
Thank you for listening to Hope Nation Radio.